once again playing with pride.
Hello and welcome to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9. My name's Daniel Wolf, and this is our first new show of the academic year 2024-2025. As always, we are beginning the new season with Labor Day and with particularly Labor Day themed songs. And before we get to that, though, I must note a couple of major milestones that occurred during the 3 weeks I was on hiatus, during which we had some reruns. And the first is the centenary of the great jazz singer and pianist Dinah Washington. Dinah Washington had a relatively short career. She died at the age of 39 of probably an intentional drug overdose, but she left a pretty good legacy of music, including what might be called dirty blues songs, which often had a kind of double entendre or sexual overtone. She had some crossover hits into the pop charts, of which perhaps the best known is this one that I'm going to play, which I take from Great Women of Song, Dinah Washington, a compilation album. Here's Dinah Washington with What a Difference a Day Made.
What a difference a day made. 24 little hours. What the sun and the flowers. My lonely nights are through.
That was Dinah Washington and her big hit, What a Difference a Day Makes. And she died in December 1963, and on the day of her death, there was a three-week-old child who grew up to become the largely self-taught but extremely talented jazz guitarist Russell Malone. Now, Russell Malone died, sadly, on August the 23rd at the age of only 60 of a heart attack while on tour in Japan. He had a career that went back to as a teenager, sitting in with Jimmy Smith at a show, who very kindly let him up there. He couldn't really keep up with Jimmy, but he later spent 2 years with the Great Soul Organists band. Russell released many albums on his own. I count no less than 12 as a leader from 1992 to 2017, but he did a whole lot more with collaborators, including such artists as Ray Brown, Harry Connick Jr., and a great deal with Diana Krall. He played a lot of the guitar on Diana's albums between the mid-90s and as late as 2020. So, as a little tribute to Russell, let's hear from his album Love Looks Good on You, Russell Malone and Amsterdam After Dark. the late American jazz guitarist Russell Malone, who died on August the 23rd, and the track was entitled Amsterdam After Dark. Now, astonishingly for a jazz show, that's actually almost literally the last bit of jazz you're going to hear from me today, because once again, this is the annual Labor Day show, when I have traditionally, for the last several years, profiled music that has to do with workers' unions and the labor movement in general. And there are a few favorites that I tend to put on this show every year that I just really like, but I've also got a whole pile of new ones, including some primarily Canadian ones that will come up a bit later on today's show. But let me begin with a massive hit for the country and folk artist Tennessee Ernie Ford with the traditional tune 16 Tons.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. I was born one morning when the sun didn't shine. I picked up my shovel and I walked to the mine. I loaded 16 tons, a number 9 coal. And the straw boss said, well, to bless my soul, you load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. One morning it was drizzling rain. Fighting and trouble are my middle name. I was raised in the canebrake by an old mama lion. Can't know a high-toned woman make me walk the line. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store. If you see me coming, better step aside. A lot of men didn't, a lot of men died. One fist of iron, the other of steel. If the right one don't get you, then the left one will. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe soul to the company store.
That was Tennessee Ernie Ford and 16 Tons. That's the most famous version of the song, but it was done many times before. Its authorship is somewhat disputed in that it's usually ascribed to an artist called Merle Travis, who wrote a song about a coal miner based on mines in Kentucky and recorded it in 1946. And there was a claim to the music, to the authorship of the music, by a folk singer called George S. Davis. So it's still actually a little bit disputed, though I think most people, musicologists, agree that it really was the work of Merle Travis. The Tennessee Ernie Ford version, by the way, came out in 1955. So we're going to continue on with some Labor Day music, and I'm going to go go now to three tracks from previous editions of the show on Labor Day, and they all come from a collection called the Smithsonian Folkways American Roots Collection, and that's a really interesting collection, and many listeners will know, and some will not, of course, that one of the best collections of traditional American folk music exists at the Smithsonian Institution in Washington, which of course is multiple museums, not simply one. And these were actually collected in the 40s and 50s. And curiously enough, the University of Alberta, where I once worked, had a complete duplication of that in its own folkways collection, which happened to arrive there in the early 00s. So it's a wonderful record. I've played from it before. So without further ado, I'm going to play three of the best songs from that. The first by Woody Guthrie, which is called Two Good Men, about the infamous and likely wrongful conviction and execution of two Italian immigrants, Sacco and Vanzetti, in the 1920s. And the second is by the great folk artist Pete Seeger, who had a very long life, only left us a few years ago. Sister Peggy's still with us, I believe. Pete Seeger made famous the song If I Had a Hammer, which became almost an anthem for the folk movement of the early 1960s. And finally, Phil Oakes, the great Vietnam-era folk protest singer, who died in 1976 by his own hand, unfortunately. And he tells the song of a labor organizer, the tale of a labor organizer called John Henry Falk, True Story, and The Blacklist. So first Woody Guthrie, then Pete Seeger, and then Phil Oakes, and I'll be back after this trio of Labor Day songs.
Did you hear the news? Psycho worked at trimming shoes. Vanzetti was a peddling man, pushed his fish cart with his hand. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Psycho and Vanzetti are gone. They left me here to sing this song. Psycho's born across the sea, somewhere over in Italy. Vanzetti born, appearance fine, drank the best Italian wine. Psycho sailed to sea one day, landed up in the Boston Bay. Vanzetti sailed the ocean blue and landed up in Boston too. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. Psycho's wife, three children had. Psycho was a family man. Vanzetti was a dreaming man. His book is always in his hands. Psycho earned his bread and butter being the factory's best shoe cutter. Vanzetti spoke both day and night, told the workers how to fight. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. I'll tell you if you ask me about this payroll robbery. Two clerks is killed by the shoe factory on the street in South Braintree. Judge there told his friends around that he had cut the radicals down. Anarchist bastard was the name Judge Thayer called these two good men. I'll tell you the prosecutor's name, Katzman, Adams, Williams, Kane. The judge and lawyer strutted down, they done more tricks than circus clowns. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. Vanzetti docked a 19-8, slept along the dirty street. Told the workers organizing on the electric chair he dies. All you people ought to be like me and work like Psycho and Vanzetti and every day find ways to fight on the union side for the workers' rights. Well, I ain't got time to tell this tale. The Dixon Bulls are on my trail, but I'll remember these two good men that died to show me how to live. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Two good men's a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song. All you people in Swasso's Lane, sing this song and sing it plain. All you folks that's coming along, jump in with me and sing this song. It's two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Two good men a long time gone. Left me here to sing this song.
If I had a hammer,
trouble trail he walked, and I'll tell you of the tyrants, the ones you never see. Murder is the role they play, and hatred is their fee. On the TV and the radio, John Henry Falk was known. He talked to many thousands with a mind that was his own. But he could not close his eyes when the list were passed around, so he tried to move the union to tear the blacklist down. His friends, they tried to warn him he was heading for a fall. If he spoke against the blacklist, he had no chance at all. But he laughed away their warnings and he laughed away their fears. For how could lies destroy the work of many honest years? And slowly, oh so slowly, his life began to change. People would avoid his eyes, his friends were acting strange. And he finally saw the power of the hidden poison pen. When they told him that his job was through, he'd never work again. And he could not believe what his sad eyes had found. He stared in disbelief as his world came tumbling down. And as the noose grew tighter, at last the trap was clear. For every every place he turned to go, that list would soon be there, oh, that list. And is there any bottom to the fears that grow inside? Is there any bottom to the hate that you must hide? And is there any end to your long road of despair? Is there any end to the pain that you must bear? His wife and children trembled, the time was running short, when a man of law got on their side and took them into court. And there upon the stand they could not hide behind their lies, and the cancer of the fascist was displayed before our eyes. Hey, you blacklist, I've seen what you have done. I've seen the men you've ruined and the lives you tried to run. But the one thing that I've found is the only ones you spare are those that do not have a brain or those that do not care. And you men who point your fingers and spread your lies around, you men that left your souls behind to drag us to the ground, you can put my name right down there, I will not try to hide, for if there's one man on the blacklist, I'll be right there by his side. For I'd rather go hungry and beg upon the street than earn my bread on dead men's souls and crawl beneath your feet. And I will not play your haters' game and hate you in return, for it's only through the love of man the blacklist can be burned. For it's only through the love of man the blacklist can be burned.
That was Phil Oakes and the Ballad of John Henry Falk, and it was preceded by Pete Seeger and If I Had a Hammer, and before that, Woody Guthrie and Two Good Men. That'll do it for the first half of the show. We're going to take our short mid-show break, and after that I'll be back with a pretty much all-Canadian selection of union, labor, and worker-themed music. You're listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf, back after this.
Did you recognize that sound? That's the sound of a healthy, well-cared-for cat. I truly hope you've been lucky enough to hear that sound before. The feral cat population around Kingston and the surrounding areas has grown considerably over the last few years. And thanks to organizations like Kendra's Community Kitties, these feral cats are being fed, medically cared for, spayed, neutered, flea treated, dewormed, given winter shelters, and placed in loving homes whenever possible.
Hundreds of these special animals have been rescued by Kendra, and many of these wonderful felines are purring right now, safe and healthy.
But rescuing and rehoming feral cats isn't easy. It requires an enormous amount of time and effort, and there are a few ways you can help.
You can donate to Kendra's Community Kitties on their website, kckitties.com. Even a small amount will help pay for medication, spay and neutering procedures, and food and supplies to keep these felines sheltered and healthy in the cold winters or extreme heat of the summer. Because some of these kitties are not socialized, Kendra has committed herself to provide 22 dishes of food with fresh water every day, 365 days a year, to six feral colonies. Food prices have increased significantly, so donations of food and money are always needed. Funding assists with the process of finding homes for these cats as well, as it takes time and money to find the right individual or family to be matched with the right kind of cat. You can become a foster family for our feline friends. Go to kckitties.com and learn how you can care for and love a cat or even a family of kittens until they can be moved into their forever homes. At the colonies, Kendra plants the seeds of trust and socializes the feral felines when she brings them food at the same time each and every single day. So they're more accepting of humans when placed with foster families. But fostering a feral cat is no easy task. Kendra cannot take these cats from the colonies unless there are foster homes willing to commit to help these kitties gain trust with humans.
You can adopt one of these special cats or kittens. If you've already been thinking of getting a furry friend, reach out to Kendra at kckitties.com and she'll provide you with all the information you need to make this important decision.
Any help you can offer Kendra's Community Kitties will be tremendously appreciated. Not only by Kendra, but by the lucky feral felines she rescues.
And hey, maybe, just maybe, one day you'll get to hear
Panda say I love you.
Welcome back. You are listening to Dark Glasses on CFRC 101.9 with Daniel Wolf. Before the break, I promised you on this annual Labor Day episode of Dark Glasses, with which we usually kick off the new season of the show every year, I promised you some Canadian labor-related music, and none of it's going to be jazz. A great deal of it is going to be in the far east of the country, specifically Nova Scotia, and even more specifically Cape Breton. But I'm going to start now in Ontario, just a few miles from us, up in Perth, with the Canadian folk singer James Keelahan. And James Keelahan originally came from Alberta and went to the University of Calgary, where he did a history degree. Yay. And he now lives in Perth. And since 1987, he's been releasing a number of albums devoted to various social justice and labor-related issues. One of his best-known tracks from his first album, called Timelines, is Boom Gone Bust. And so let's hear from James Keelahan and Boom Gone Bust.
Stakes now, no collapse, stakes later, for later.
from 1987, James Keelahan and Boom Gone Bust. Let's go now to Buffy St. Marie. It is 30 years since her major comeback album, Coincidence and Likely Stories, came out. Hard to believe it's been 30 years. And one of the best tracks on that really neat album is called The Big Ones Get Away. Much of the album is indigenous themed, and one might mistake this one similarly for being indigenous themed, but actually it has a labor theme if you look up the song, and it's about somebody caught in the web of corruption, failing to do the company's business and taking the fall for some kind of corporate malfeasance. So Buffy St. Marie and The Big Ones Get Away. Buffy St. Marie and The Big Ones Get Away from 1994. Now, we're going to Cape Breton Island for the rest of today's show, beginning with Rita McNeil, the late singer-songwriter, died in 2013 at the age of 68. She had a slow start to her career, but was hugely successful in the 80s and 90s with albums such as Reason to Believe. And from that album, we're going to take one of her best known tracks, which is called simply Working Man. And in it, Rita is accompanied by the famous Men of the Deeps group, which is an ensemble of a choral ensemble of former coal miners. And it's a song about life down in the mines. Rita McNeil and Men of the Deeps and Working Man.
Sixteen years, all he wore a
Rita McNeil and Men of the Deeps with Working Man will stay in Cape Breton, and I recently happened upon, while looking for some new material for today's show, an interesting 2016 album with the title Cape Breton Island Songs of Steel, Coal, and Protest, which gives you a pretty clear idea of what the tracks will be about. And I selected a few of these to play for you now to wrap up the show. Most of them are quite short. So we will begin with a group that I wasn't able to find out much about, but it is from Cape Breton, called the Yarnells, and a track which is entitled Daughters Awake.
Daughters of the world awake, from yourselves your fetters shake, arise determined to go free, direct your path to liberty.
That was the Arnells and Daughters Awake, and gosh, we are almost out of time, but I can fit one more track on, so we'll stay in Cape Breton and go to the writer, singer, songwriter Hugh R. MacDonald, and a song called A Cape Breton Lament, in which he's accompanied by Colin Grant, Richard McKinnon, and Bria McKinnon. A Cape Breton Lament.
Looking out over the water as it rushes in toward the shore. It's sad to think when the dawn breaks, I'll be leaving. I may never live on this island anymore. Men. And I know how they're feeling, 'cause I was one of them. The coal mine at Lingen closed in 1992, leaving many miners with no work to do. Sitting here looking out over the water rushes in toward the shore. It's sad to think when the dawn breaks, I'll be leaving. I may never live on this island anymore. The fish plants are closing, the fish quotas have been cut. Education is in danger, with teachers' jobs being cut back. I'll have to take a bus to Truro, 'cause passenger trains don't run on our tracks. Sitting here looking out over the water as it rushes in shore. It's sad to think when the dawn breaks, I'll be leaving. I may never live on this island anymore. It's sad to think when the dawn breaks, I'll be leaving. And I may never live on this island.
Hugh R. MacDonald and A Cape Breton Lament. That will do it for today's annual Labor Day episode of the show for 2024, and it, as always, inaugurates a brand new season of Dark Classes, now in its 14th year. My name's Daniel Wolf. I hope you've enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. We'll probably veer back to our usual stomping grounds of jazz next time. So, meantime, have a terrific week. Keep cool and stay safe.
So I can keep track of the visions in my eyes while she's deceiving me. It goes shots, my security eyes. She's in control of me. I turn to her and say, don't you blame the guy in chains, oh no.
The guy in chains, oh no.
Don't masquerade with a...
From the New York Underground to Kingston's Grand Theater, Grand On Stage presents the Hot Sardines.
By me, Mr. Shay. Please let me explain.
Performing songs from their latest album, C'est la vie, a bilingual blend of original jazz songs and timeless standards. The Hot Sardines, Friday, October 4th at Kingston Grand Theater. Tickets for The Hot Sardines and the rest of the Grand On Stage season are on sale now at kingstongrand.ca.
On Saturday, September 7th, the Queens Gaels will host the York Lions at Richardson Memorial Stadium. Last year, Queens walked into York Stadium and left with a resounding, historic victory. But this is not the same program we saw 1 year ago. A new era is dawning at York University. A new coach,